The person whom you're trying to reach is currently unavailable. Please leave a message after the beep.
Hello, this is Remote Orchestra calling. I'm trying to reach Said Murad in Jerusalem and John Handal and Michael Rishmawi in Bethlehem. Please call me back as soon as you can so we can talk about Remote Orchestra. Bye-bye. John?
Hello!
Hey!
Hey, good morning!
Good morning!
How are you?
I'm good. Can you hear me? My connection is not great.
No, it's okay, we can hear you.
Yes? Where are you?
We are at my studio.
In Bethlehem?
Yes.
Okay. Are we going to connect with Said as well?
Connect with Said, you mean?
Uh-huh.
He told me yes. At this time, they will be at Sabrine studio in Jerusalem. So I'll try to connect him and do the connection through Skype also.
Hopefully it's small enough.
Yeah, you will fit in the frame.
Oops.
Okay. Yalla. Hasan shagal, dam sajel. Okay. Say something.
Your message and your
response. Palestine Farasha. We played together the Italian resistance song O Bella Ciao in
yes.
Skype between Bethlehem and Jerusalem, which are divided by a wall. Hello?
Yeah.
It's right.
Yes, we can hear you. Some places they didn't build the wall. They kept it as a road with the electricity
defenses.
And to keep the space to take more land in the future. I'm a musician and music arranger, and I'm working in an association, artistic association called Sabrine. And many times it's needed to go to Sabrine's studio in Jerusalem to do recordings, to play, to meet musicians, to meet our colleagues who are working in Sabrine, Jerusalem. And many times even we need to do some workshops for children. We go to schools, but the problem is we don't have permissions. Even sometimes if we have permission, it is limited time, and sometimes if we have a permission, they close the checkpoint and we are forbidden to go to Jerusalem.
What is a permission?
A permission is a paper and a clearance for Palestinian people when they want to go and enter the Israeli areas.
It's for Palestinian citizens to enter the borders, to enter the Israeli borders. It has the time, like a start date and end date.
I can show you.
I have it here.
For example, why you need to ask the permission and your friends in Jerusalem don't have to ask the permission to come? For example,
because he's already living or working in an Israeli place or Israeli land, because now Jerusalem is
under Israeli control.
Yeah,
so they are inside the wall.
And we are outside the wall.
Actually, they are outside the wall and we are inside the wall. This is the... So, we are imprisoned inside the wall and they are, Jerusalem is outside the wall. So the people who is inside, who need the permission to go outside. That's it.
So we are inside.
Take ideally for you to go to Jerusalem and play with Said live in real time, like if you had to ask for the permission and everything
from the start. Said is with us, I think. Said, do you want us
Hello.
To take
Hello, Hello Said. Said.
Can hear you.
Yeah, okay. It would take like to get the permission. It would take 10 days from 10 days to 2 weeks, up to 2 weeks. But if we have the permission, I mean, if I have it right now, it would take me like 40 minutes to be on Said's studio. In Jerusalem, from here, from John's studio to Said, it's like 40 minutes. But if I don't have the permission, I can't go to the checkpoint.
Yeah, but 40 minutes including the checkpoint.
Yeah, that's in the best case. But in the worst case, if the checkpoint is closed or...
it might take 2 days.
Yeah.
Okay. And can you tell us for the listeners of Remote Orchestra who you are and where you are and what do you do?
John.
Yes, we can hear you, yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
I can answer also.
Anyway, we started 1980 as a music group. We released a couple of CDs between it in 1984 and 2010.
I lost you.
Yeah, Said.
Said?
Unable to reach.
Can you hear him? No.
No, we don't. We can't.
John, do you want to continue?
Yes, I can John, continue,
please. Starting on 1993, Sabrine Music Group start to think to spread music to the community, and they started with Sabrine Association for Artistic Development, and we have agreements with the Ministry of Education and the Honorable Schools, and we start to go to the schools and play live music and do music workshops And also every year we do big concerts. We collect 500 children on stage and play music. So we're starting doing this 2003. And concerts from 2005 till 2015, we did every year a big concert for the kids. So we are trying to spread music. Even another point, even we are moving between the cities inside the West Bank, inside Palestine, inside the wall, we are facing also problems.
Why?
Sometimes we will face checkpoints and stay with our instruments in the car for like 3-4 hours to go to this school and play this half an hour or 40 minutes concert for them.
And but what is, guys, the difference between the 1948 Palestinians and you?
Are staying
they are
in homes,
considered
you
know? Israeli citizens.
Oh, you're here, Saeed.
I don't know what have you heard of, because I was talking to myself. I thought
it's therapeutic.
Part of the discussion, it seems not. Yeah, the Palestinians in Israel are Israeli citizens. They are considered part of Israel state. So what we have, the Palestinians in West Bank, they hold the Palestinian passport. In Jerusalem, they have the Jordanian mm-hmm. passport
mm-hmm.
and the Israeli ID and they use a travel document as so they are not considered. Actually, the Palestinians in Jerusalem are 3/3. Like Palestinians, we consider ourselves Palestinians.
Mm-hmm.
We hold the Jordanian passport and the Israeli IDs.
Okay. So what is your nationality?
We are Palestinians. This is what we are sure about.
Yes, but it's not written in the documents, but you're sure about
no,
it.
No, no. Like
Israel.
It's really confusing.
It is.
Yeah, it's complicated.
Jerusalemite can move to West Bank and Israel. The main problem, as the guys said before, that the Israelis are bringing all the Jews from all over, and the Palestinians, like I was born in Jerusalem, and I have many friends who was born in Jerusalem. We were in the same neighborhood,
mm-hmm.
and because they left Jerusalem for 7 years, they lost their passport, so they have to leave the country.
They lost their passport.
Yeah, if you leave Jerusalem for 7 years, you can't come back again. At the same time, Israeli can have 3 or 5 nationalities, like American, German, and Israeli, whatever. For Palestinians, you can have only one. If you have Italian passport, you're considered Italian, and you can't live in Jerusalem or Israel anymore.
Wow, I didn't know this.
Yeah, so many things you don't know about.